Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Council's ordinary meeting on the 27th of November 2017. Council acknowledges and pays respects to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continual custodians of this land. All persons in attendance are advised that it is Council's policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the start of the meeting. Welcome everybody, and for those who do have mobile phones, would they please turn them off or on to silent? Apologies, we've got a full crew tonight, so we have no apologies. Declarations of interest. I declare an interest in item 8.3. Item 3.1.1, Council meeting 23rd of October. Do I have somebody move the... Alderman Goodwin, seconded. Alderman Matthews, Alderman Goodwin. Thank you. Alderman Matthews.
Nothing.
For the speakers, Alderman Goodwin to close. Put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 3.2.1, responses to questions raised at prior meetings. Do I have a move for the recommendation, please?
Aye.
Alderman Goodwin, seconded.
Yes.
Alderman Matthews. Alderman Goodwin.
Nothing.
Alderman Matthews. For the speakers. Alderman Goodwin, close. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 3.2.2, questions of notice from the public. Do I have a move of the recommendation?
Sorry.
Alderman Rockliffe. Seconded, Alderman Milne. Alderman Rockliffe.
It's all in the report. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Milne.
All in the report.
For the speakers, Alderman Rockliffe to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye. Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 3.2.3, questions out notice to the public. If anybody would like to ask Council a question, would they please step up to the microphone and clearly state their name, address and ask their question.
Right, Trevor Smith, 7 Glen Court, Devonport. Dear Chairperson, I wish to submit this question. At last month's meeting on the 23rd of the 10th, 2017, Alderman Tammy Milt asked to see the list of properties which are to be put up for sale. Can I have a copy of the same list, as I have a right as a ratepayer to see it? I don't want any weasel words from your minders for my reply, please. I also noted this month's agenda on page 38, item 3.3, questions on notice from the Alderman. At the time of the compilation of the agenda, no questions on notice from Alderman were received. Why wasn't Tammy Milne's question that was asked and heard by the public gallery on notice? Do you have something to hide from the ratepayers? With her question, most ratepayers already know the answer to that one. With regard to file 27738... the footpath issue at 55 Hillcrest Road, I contacted Telstra the next day after the council meeting on the 23rd of the 10th, 2017. I was told the job had been with them since July. The next day after complaining to them, the reinstatement was completed. What is the difference between me making a call to Telstra and your supervisors trying since July to have this job completed? Maybe I should be put on the payroll and activate issues a lot quicker. I also noted in the Advocate recently where your balance sheet went from $10,000 to well over $1 million. By not spending or deferring projects like the footpath issue, you'll be saving money around the city, plus selling a few properties thrown in as well that we don't know about. Naturally, it looks good on paper to the ratepayers of Devonport, with your mind is keeping a check on things. No words of words, please, with your reply. Thank you.
Thank you. A reply will be sent to you in writing. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Malcolm Gardam, 4 Beaumont Drive, Mindetta. Question one. In response to my question, question one dated 20th of November 2017 relating to the composition of the $1,993,626 payment made to projects and infrastructure in the 2016-17 financial year and being the council-appointed Living City Development Manager, the General Manager has responded, in relation to all parts of the above question, Council will not be providing any further detail in relation to the contractual arrangements with its development managers, P plus I group. Information relating to the payments made by P plus I will be published in Council's annual report each year in line with its normal statutory reporting. Accordingly, will the General Manager clarify that the normal statutory reporting equates to a similar to the last financial year, and ratepayers are never to know the exact nature of the payments?
Thank you, Mr. Gardam.
I'm looking for some clarification.
Well, we'll take your question on notice and we'll provide a response in writing.
Well,
thank you.
Can't you confirm the statutory report?
I've just given you, Mr. Gardam, I've responded. Move on to your next question. Thank you.
Question two. In response to question two, dated 26th of October 2017, relating to availability of land being a limiting factor in a more timely commencement of the Waterfront Hotel and earlier utilisation of the new conference centre, based on supposed high levels of interest pre-stage one approval, Council responded, to my knowledge, Council has not claimed that the availability of land is an inhibiting factor. Harris Scarf are currently trading on the site. The land is not available until they relocate, and hence this is but one factor in determining likely hotel timeframes. Noting an earlier response from Council stating in relation to the Waterfront Hotel, considering the project planning, availability of land, design, permits and construction timeframe for a project of this complexity, 2021, is considered to be the earliest possible opening time. Will Council please explain just what availability of land was referring to, if not the need for Harris Scarf to relocate from the site?
Thank you. We'll take your question on notice and provide a response in writing.
Thank you.
Mayor Martin, my name's Douglas Janty, 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. Item 5.1 in tonight's agenda, pages 94, 97 and 98. At the AGM, item 4, notices of motion, and item 5, public questions, oblique comments, were taken back to front, and item 4 folded into item 5. A motion is a formal proposal made to a deliberative assembly to take action of some kind. A question is a sentence in an interrogative form addressed to someone in order to elicit information. These two matters are not the same. Reference to the audio recording shows that questions were for minutes 25 minutes 42 seconds to 39 minutes 38 seconds, some 14 minutes. And therefore, motions were from minute 39 minutes 39 seconds to minute 64. Question time was said to run over by 10 minutes. Not so. The minutes in this agenda tonight are not correct. Item 4, page 94, notices of motion, is not nil, as the two motions are recorded in the latter part of item 5, public questions, oblique comments, pages 97 and 98. But the question is, what is the Council going to do to correct these AGM minutes in accordance with the foregoing statement?
Thank you, Mr. Jenny. Hopefully I'll get this right. From the there was no formal notice of motions received prior to the meeting, which comes under the notice of motions. The motions did come from public question time from the floor itself.
Yeah, but they were notices of motion.
They weren't lodged as a notice of motion. It came from the floor.
No, correct. They came from the floor. Yes. But so what?
So item four, notice of motion, is about notices of motions received prior to the meeting.
No, it doesn't say that.
Well,
doesn't say that. Sorry, Mr. Mayor, that doesn't say that in the agenda. So please look at it.
We'll take your question on notice, Mr. Jenny, and provide a response in writing. Yep. Any further questions from the floor?
Yes, thank you, ma'am. Bob Vellacott, 11 Cocker Place, Devonport. Mayor and Alderman. Is it correct that Fairbrother Proprietary Limited has not signed an agreement that is in plain English and says categorically they guarantee that they will, and I emphasise the word will, finance and commence to build or develop an hotel and accommodation units at the corner of Best and Rook Street, i.e. the present Harris Scarf Council car park and the near land? Is that statement correct?
I'm sorry, I missed that last bit, Mr. Vellacott.
Sorry?
I missed that last comment from you, Mr. Vellacott.
Is my statement correct that they aren't guaranteeing that they're going to start building? They've just got an options and everything, and they've got 2 years in which to start. Can that be right?
That's correct.
That is correct.
Yes.
Thank you. I just follow on with that, if I may. I quote from correspondence dated the 21st of November 2017 from the Honourable Jeremy Rockliffe, MP, Deputy Premier, and among other things, the State Government's representative on the Devonport City Living City Committee, as I understand. I quote from his letter. The Tasmanian government is aware that the project has now secured private investors with three tenants confirmed with the food pavilion and Fairbrother recently announced as the financier and developer of the $40 million waterfront hotel. From my reading and the reading of others who have read the letter, interpret the Deputy Premier as clearly saying Fairbrother will, in fact, finance and develop, build the hotel. There are no ifs, buts or other qualifications. Do you agree with my interpretation, which I have, interpretation of the Deputy Premier's statement that indeed the hotel will be financed and developed by Fairbrother?
No.
You don't agree with him. Okay. So, Mayor, from your answer to my first question, saying I am correct,
question,
it appears...
I believe, Mr. Vellacott.
Sorry?
That's your third question, Mr. Vellacott?
No, it's not. Just as to complete the
you've
and
asked
in
two
context...
Questions. You've asked two questions, Mr. Vellacott.
Thank
you've
you.
Asked two questions.
Thank
if
you.
There's time left, you can ask your third question and follow on from that. Thank you. Are there any further speakers from the floor?
I've used up all my time. Is that it?
No, you've asked your two questions, what I'm saying.
Okay, thank you.
You can ask the third one if there's time. Is there anybody else from the floor? No? Mr. Vellacott?
Mayor and Alderman, I refer to the agenda, page 15, in regard to my questions asked about Harris Scarf and Council's response. Yes, similar questions have been asked by me on several occasions and I've received only evasive answers. I find it most confusing and hard to comprehend that my reasonable and unambiguous question number two, that's referring to last agenda, has Council signed a contract with Harris Scarf in regard to them relocating to the former Harvey Norman building in Fenton Way? Could not this be answered simply by a yes or no? I ask, what is hard about the question? Am I correct then assuming that indeed has been signed by Harris Scarfe to guarantee they will continue to relocate and trade in Devonport? Is this another case only ongoing discussions are taking place just like they are with Big W? Surely it is only reasonable for citizens and the ratepayers and employers of Harris Scarfe are entitled to know this simple fact, considering that contract documents have been signed to progress the proposed waterfront hotel on the Harris Scarfe site.
Council will make an announcement at the appropriate time in regards to any dealings with, or any progress with Harris Scarfe. Thank you.
Goodness me.
Thank you, Mr. Vellacott.
And we say we're open
Mr.
and Vellacott, transparent.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mayor. Item 4, Planning Authority Matters. I now announce that Council intends to act as a planning authority under the Land Use Planning and Approval Act of 1993 for the consideration of agenda item 4.1. Do I have a mover of a recommendation in regards to 4.1?
Mayor, I have an alternate recommendation for that particular piece of land. Will you accept an alternate recommendation?
You're moving. Is it shown on the screen?
It is. That is the recommendation that I am moving.
Okay. Do I have a seconder? Alderman Rockliffe is a seconder. Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Mayor. In relation to this, the alternate recommendation does not differ a great amount from the one that was actually in the agenda, but the only thing it does do is take into consideration the issue that 2T Line have brought to our attention in relation to the ingress and egress of the site, and it clearly says that it is recommended the applicant be invited to provide the Tasmanian Planning Commission with alternative solutions for entry and egress to the site and for on-site parking. I think that really clarifies, and as we know, the Tasmanian Planning Commission will be the final body that will give deliberation on this, but the main thing I'm concerned about and everyone else here is that we just get everything right as far as we can. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Rockliffe.
Thank you. Look, I think this gives us the opportunity to, and the proponents and the objectors, I guess, the opportunity to bring to the attention of the TPC the main objections that we seem to have had are around parking and traffic movement. So with this alternative recommendation brings that to the attention of the TPC and will allow them to make an assessment when the time comes and allow the objectors to bring forward their objections. Thank you.
Thank you. Further speakers? No? Alderman Goodwin to close?
Consider it closed, Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 5.1, Alderman Emerton, second Alderman Perry. Alderman Emerton.
I'm recommending...
You please use your microphone.
Sorry. I'm moving recommendation for point C and D, and it's clear there to release the report. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Do you have nothing to add, Mayor.
Thank you. Further speakers. Alderman Jarman.
Yes, thank you. I'm really pleased that we're releasing the report. That's excellent news. If I may ask just a question in the minutes to you, Mayor. Peter Stegman asked a question on page 95, and I'm just wondering if the figure's correct of what you answered, that's all.
I beg your pardon?
If the figure that you answered was correct of 6 expressions of interest.
Yes, it was.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Further speakers? Alderman Emerton to close.
Consider it closed, Mayor.
I put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 5.2, tender report, contract William Street stormwater. Do I have a mover, please?
Yes, I move, Mayor.
Alderman Perry.
Happy to second that.
Seconded, I think, Alderman Laycock. Alderman Perry.
Tender report, pretty straight and forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add, Mayor.
Further speakers? Alderman Emerton? No. Alderman Perry to close.
Nothing to add, Mayor, thanks.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 5.3, tender report, contract for Formby Road. Alderman Matthews, seconded Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Matthews. Alderman Goodwin. Use your microphone, please.
All in the report, Mayor.
Thank you. Any further speakers? Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Mayor. Yeah, ATM that have won this contract have done a terrific job with the boat ramp down there, and it's significant that they're quite a bit cheaper than the other two, so they're providing a high-quality service at quite a reduced price compared to the others, so it's a good win. Thank you.
Thank you. Agreed. Further speakers? Alderman Matthews, close.
Consider it closed, Mayor.
Put the motion. All those in favour, aye. Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 6.1, workshops recommendation, please.
So moved.
Alderman Jarman, seconded. Sorry, I missed that. Alderman Perry. Alderman Jarman.
Yes, it's all there, thank you.
Alderman Perry.
Nothing to add, Mayor.
For the speakers, Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye. Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 6.2, monthly report from Mayor. Alderman Goodwin, seconded Alderman Emerton. Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Mayor. No, it's all in the report, but any news on the Masters Games in relation to how it all panned
out? There'll be an economic impact report coming out, I think, about mid-December, which will show us the economic spend along the coasts and probably further afield in Tasmania. So looking forward to receiving that. Thank you.
That's all. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Busy month once again, Mayor, for you and many others. So it's great to see. Thank you.
Thank you. Further speakers? Alderman Berry.
Thanks, Mayor. And just in response to Alderman Goodwin's comment, I note in the Cradle Coast notes that Mr Scott Wade, who's the general manager of the project, in a sense, is seeking expressions of, feedback from a raft of stakeholders that competed in the Masters Games. So we'll also get that as well as the economic impact.
Yes, we will. Yes. Thank you.
Just a question. Did you compete in it your good self, Mayor?
Yes, Alderman Goodwin, we did.
And what did you win?
Mayor Thwaites and I won two bronze medals in the table tennis. Yes. Oh. So it was interesting.
Good.
Thank you. Alderman Matthews?
Yes, thank you. The retail strategy workshops, just an update on what happened with those and what the outcome will be.
Oh, well, there's three retail strategy workshops held. A range of people attended. At the moment, they're collating all the information and the feedback from those workshops, and that'll be presented in a form later on, most likely at a workshop. Thank you. Further questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Mayor.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 6.3, General Manager's Report.
Happy to move that.
Alderman Locock, seconded. Alderman Jarman. Alderman Locock.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd just like to say how good it is to see the General Manager meeting with Latrobe and Kentish on their implementation of Technology One, especially in the light there may be potential for sharing in the future. That shows once again that Devonport Council are happy to go to the table and discuss things like this. Also, I understand, I wasn't able to get there, that Stuart, the welcome reception went really well. I'm just wondering, General Manager, if there was any discussion on when she might come back again, because we do realise this is the home port. Just wondering if we were able to get some more visits.
There certainly was talk about it, and I think they're looking at March, maybe regatta, possibly, but it's all up in the air. They don't know themselves.
Yeah, that's great. I'd just like to make note of that because in my time on council, I understand that naval visits, when the ships come in, the crew do purchase more than people from cruise ships. And we know why we don't get cruise ships in. Our harbour's too small. But once again, we do get a flow on from when they come into Burnie and they're bused through to our facilities here in Devonport. And the other item I wanted to mention, General Manager, was the pay-by-phone parking technology. That's really great. Once again, we're leading the way there. So well done, and you've had another busy month, so thank you for that.
Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. West, I don't know how much you can tell us, but very exciting to see that there's going to be an airport master plan coming to the community. I don't know how much you can tell us.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the Devonport Airport have appointed consultants to prepare a master plan. It's looking at a 20-year type of horizon.
Okay.
Their plan is that when they have got to a draft stage, that they will actually be publicly displaying it at the airport, but also hopefully here at Council and also at the La Trobe Council. So their intention is to certainly have public consultation as part of that process.
Great news. Thank you.
Thank you. Further speakers? Order on the clock to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. 6.4, Crater Coast Waste Management Report.
Receive.
Alderman Goodwin, seconded. Alderman Rockcliffe. Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Mayor. Probably through you to Matthew Atkins. Are you the rep on that? Where did the waste manage the green waste? Where did all that land? I know we rejected it.
Fargo.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. Not all of the councils have made decisions yet, so we're just waiting for Central Coast, I think, and then the Cradle Coast Waste Management Group will meet and decide how to go forward.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Rockcliffe.
Yeah, it's a comprehensive report of the work of the group, and it's good to see that they actually work fairly closely with the Northern Waste Management Group in working out how to get best value for the money that their budget. Unfortunately, sadly, we did reject the green waste proposal, and I look forward to hopefully maybe finding a way forward with that into the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Further speakers? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Mayor.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye. Aye. Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 7.1, Planning Authority Committee Meetings. Do I have a move, please? Alderman Hamilton, seconded.
Second.
Alderman Perry. Alderman Hamilton.
It's all there, Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Perry.
Yeah, all there, Mayor. Nothing to add.
Any further speakers? Alderman Goodwin.
Just, Mayor, when will the actual demolition of the old... when
fourth,
will it actually...
4th of December.
That's week the starting meeting. Date, is it?
Yes.
Right, it's our Christmas.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Have they given a time of how long it'll take? Have they any...
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I think it was around 3 to 4 months. Hopefully on the lesser side.
Yeah.
But it's, it'll be somewhere around that 3-month to 4-month period.
I have until 30th of June to complete it.
To complete, yep. Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman, did you have... Thank you. Okay. For the speakers, Alderman Hamilton to close.
Thanks, Mayor, and thanks, my fellow Alderman, for raising that particular issue, because I think it's important that we've taken as much... We've heard what the ratepayers want, and we've acted on it as well. And I think also that the demolition will be taking a lot of care with regard to our neighbours and the people that have joined that property. So I think it should be a good... I'm looking forward to April, May or June next year, and we can walk up there and see a nice piece of green grass, hopefully. Be good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye. Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 7.2, Planning Authority Meeting, 8th of November. Alderman Matthews, seconded. Alderman Laycock. Alderman Matthews.
No, nothing to add, Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add.
For the speakers. Alderman Matthews, closed.
No, consider it.
Put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 7.3, Governance, Finance and Community Service Committee meeting, 20th of November. Alderman Rockcliffe, seconded. Alderman Milne. Alderman Rockcliffe.
No, the details are in the minutes. Thank you.
Alderman Milne.
Nothing to add, Mayor.
Thank you. Further speakers? Alderman Rockcliffe to close.
Close, thank you.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. That brings us to the end of the open section of council meeting. I thank everybody for their attendance. And I close that section of the meeting at 6 o'clock. Neat. Sorry. And I... Yeah.
Happy to move.
Mover for that.
Happy to move.
Alderman Laycock, second, and Alderman Ferry. Put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously.